a deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
USA Today owner Gannett is boosting its buyout offer for Tribune Publishing by around 22%. Let's talk about the upped offer with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hi, guys. Good to be here, as always.
So it appears as though Gannett is not going away.
No, this is a hostile takeover attempt here. They're running their mouths liberally in the press, and both sides are, and trying to make their pitch, speaking directly with shareholders over on the Tribune side. And this offer now at $15 represents a 99% premium over their previous close before the first offer was made back on April 22nd. They closed at $7.52, so this is a substantial opportunity here to ring the register for shareholders. That's going to increase pressure on the Tribune and board chairman and majority shareholder Michael Farrow, who's resisting the buyout. They've adopted a poison pill at the board level, but we're negotiating price here, so it looks like it's in play to me.
Now, why are they not more receptive to this if they're paying such a premium?
Well, Michael Farrow seems to believe what he's saying when he says that he wants to build the Tribune publishing side as a content monetization engine. He's got big plans using this artificial intelligence program that he wants to roll out called Tronc. I think that's how you pronounce it. That's supposed to do a better job of matching readers with targeted advertising. And, he's been quoted, and I pulled a quote here that he said the other day that, we have the content, we have the users, we just need to get paid for it. And my answer to that is, there's the rub, yes. So he believes that he can lead this property and the Los Angeles Times along with it into a new digital age of profitability. But I would say, 85% of the Tribune sales are still in print. Sales are falling 7%-ish there, give or take, or more a year. So the real question for shareholders, and this includes Farrow too, do you cut your losses or do you pray for a turnaround in an industry that's really facing massive secular decline? So there's some gamesmanship here going on, and a lot of risk that's being managed right now.
And based on Gannett's history, what could we expect to see in the Chicago Tribune should there be a sale?
Wow, hard to know. I would say they definitely get folded into Gannett's national strategy here with USA Today. And they're basically trying to build sort of a hub-and-spoke network with USA Today where there's lots of sharing and cross-platform compatibility. The Chicago market and the Chicago Tribune are a couple of blowtorch properties. I don't see them going away. But every time, the acquiring company takes on a big debt bomb like the one that the Tribune's got, you've got to start looking at both sides of the balance sheet. So the equation becomes the same. How do we manage this massive debt while still trying to preserve quality and roll out these new digital tools? So there'll be increased pressure on Gannett to look at staff sizes, to look at resources. My hope is, though, that at their core they're a publishing company and that they would maintain that integrity. But when you take on $300 billion worth of debt in the deal, it is what it is.
The second largest shareholder is said to be positive about the talks. Would you expect more to be falling into that line?
Yeah, I would. That's Oaktree Capital.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of other large shareholders. And, when you're looking at a 99% premium on the previous close, that's pretty robust. The basis for a lot of it, if you kind of look at how the basis chart plots out, a lot of shareholders, the current shareholders, came in at about 20. So, yeah, it represents a loss. But, if you're catching a falling knife, the question is, isn't 15 better than 12, better than 7, better than 4?
Yeah, and maybe on and on, though. That's the issue. I wonder if some are wondering how high they'll go. Tom Lason, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your insight. Tom is the president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv.